Good morning. It's Monday the 13th of April. 12 days into the month, the shape is clear, revenue is running hard ahead of last year, but load factor is slipping and the forward book is behind the curve. Month to date, revenue per flight is 284,000 rand, up 13.2% year on year. That's price-led growth, which is the healthier kind. Yield is up 17.4%, flights up 3.7%, passengers essentially flat. Load factor sits at 89.9, 4 points below last April. We are selling fewer seats at much better prices. For context, March closed at 89.7 load factor with revenue per flight up just 2%, so April's yield story is a real step up. On the market, FlightAware has March domestic capacity down 11% year on year. Flysafair seats down 11.3, Airlink down 11.2, Lyft down 22, Gem Air down 49. SAA is the outlier, flat to up 0.5%. Our share held at 48%, but SAA is the one adding seats into a shrinking market. That SAA pressure shows up on the trunk. On Durban to Joburg, the total market was up 2% year on year. We lost 13,500 seats, SAA added 21,000. Our share on the route dropped 9.7 points. Same story Joburg to Durban, share down 8.5 points, SAA plus 17,000 seats. This is a deliberate SAA push on Durban and we are ceding ground. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth is the other warning. The total market was up 15% year on year. We added 1,500 seats, Airlink added 1,000. We grew, but we overadded. Load factor dropped nearly 9 points, yield down 21%. We chased a growing market with too much capacity and broke price. Now the forward curve. April actual load factor is 65.3 right now versus an expected 67.6 at this point in the booking curve. 2.3 points behind. Last April closed at 90.8, so the book needs to close that gap in the back half of the month. Durban to East London is 12.7 points behind the curve. Joburg to Nelspruit 12.5 behind. Blohm to Joburg 12.3 behind. Those are the ones to push on. May is worse. We sit 14.9% booked against an expected 23%, a full 8 points behind the curve. Durban to Joburg is 17 points behind the curve for May, on 241,000 seats of capacity. That's the biggest single exposure in the forward book. Blohm to Joburg and Harare to Joburg also materially behind. The bright spots are the leisure longhauls, Zanzibar and Mauritius are both running well ahead. On costs, jet fuel is at $195, broadly flat week on week but nearly double where it was a month ago. The rand weakened 2.6% on the month to 16.54. Both feed into a harder cost base through May. Two for exec today. First, what is the May recovery plan on Durban to Joburg, where we are 17 points behind the curve on 250,000 seats and SAA is the one buying share? Second, on Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, do we pull capacity or hold and defend on price, given we added 38% capacity year on year and load factor dropped nearly 9 points? Have a good one.